We are really blessed today to have a man here with us who has recently experienced that life transformation. Steve, can you come on up? Steve's had quite a week, but God did a miracle in his life. He was gracious enough to come and share with us today when I asked him. So, Steve, can you tell us what's been going on?
Got the Kleenex because if I shed any more tears, I'm going to need an IV. It's amazing just how God works. Just coming here today and hearing Eric's friend's testimony and hearing what Todd preached today. I thought I knew what I was going to share, and then I get here and I hear those things, and so many thoughts come back. I was in a really dark place, and I had so much hate, like we heard this morning. I had a lot of hate that I would shake uncontrollably when I would get angry. And I had hate towards everything. And the struggle was, sometimes I hated the world and I hated God, so where does that leave you? Just alone. So earlier this week, that hate got the best of me, and I really had that thought that there was no reason to keep going because I'm not going to miss anything and nobody's going to miss me. That's a really dark place, and even though I would say it to people, as I was walking out the door of the shop to go find my family, I had cleaned up my box, and I had told my friend, I'm either going to end up in a cell or in the dirt. I'm leaving. Just so many things. I talked to Todd, and I talked with Ryan, and it was so cool to hear Eric's friend's testimony. I'm sorry I can't remember your name. But I was blind. I did not see. And then I come and I see somebody who can't see, and I hear his testimony. And I just think, wow, you're a warrior, brother. Amen for you. And then Todd preaches, and I'm like, gosh, did he just make that up? Or does it just happen to be what I needed to hear? And so I really tried to write stuff down, but I couldn't do it. It just went everywhere. Part of my problem, part of my problem was I just chose the hate, and I got comfortable with it. I dwelled in it. I lived in it. But there was always that truth, I guess. But I was afraid. I believed all those lies that were up there. I believed them all and a whole lot more. And most of it is fear and how afraid I was to pray with my wife, how afraid I was to lift my hands and sing praise. And it just didn't happen yesterday. It's been a fear for years. And those were Satan's lies. The hate I had for everything was Satan's lie. And I was going around asking what he was saying. Is this real? Is it real? Because if it's real, it's all got to be real. Then I look at people and I'm going, it ain't real. Because I ain't seeing it. And it started, after I started asking more and more questions, and then I started talking more and more, I found out who those small percent are. I threw some stuff out there. For me to be up here says that God is great. So people who knew me knew I would not get on Facebook and share my feelings. And I got on Facebook, and I shared my feelings. I got some encouragement, and I got some of the other stuff that filtered it for me. I knew who to go to. When I got to work, I knew I had to find somebody to work I could share with. And I was going to filter who that was going to be. And I found a brother right there at work who knew exactly what I was going through, and I didn't know it. But I threw myself out there to find out. So I did bring a Bible to read a verse. I'm going to try to get through it, and I'll kind of share a little bit about this. I found this verse this morning because I got up super early, and time has really been my enemy. And late this morning, singing that song, hour every hour, it's a struggle. But I keep on getting through it. And the other fears I have is when I get down on my knees like that, Satan tells me that somebody's going to see me and think it's not real. Satan tells me that this is going to be awkward, and how are you going to recover from this moment? Satan tells me that standing up here is going to be awkward, and how am I going to walk out of here and not feel just kind of weird? Just kind of like there's some judgment, just different. And those are lies. And again, ironically, you know, I do it, my eyes are closed, and I feel somebody behind me. And somebody's lifting my arms, and somebody's singing with me. And Satan comes in and tells me, I'm a no-touch-me kind of guy. Those are lies and fears. And thank you, Steve, because I have really judged a lot of guys out here. And not in this church, in every church, and everywhere. And there's just a lot of that, too. So I'm going to try to read Ephesians. This is 4:17. It says, I tell you and encourage you in all the Lord's name not to live any longer like the other people in the world. Their minds are set on worthless things, and they cannot understand because they are in the dark. They are excluded from the life of God, the life that God approves of, because of their ignorance and stubbornness. That was me. I could give you details all day long, my whole past. Since they no longer have any sense or shame, they have become promiscuous. I'm going to skip that, the next verse, because I did not succumb to sexual perversion. I succumbed to a lot of lies and sins. But not that. Completely. I will share with some men with that. Again, see, fears and doubts. They're everywhere. But that is not what you learned from Christ's teachings. That you have certainly heard his message and have you been taught his ways. The truth is in Jesus. You were taught to change the way you were living. The person you used to be will ruin you through desires that deceived you. I look back now, and I see where Jesus was all my life. I look back to grade school, to kids ministering to me on a swing set. I look in my 20s, my 30s, all along. And now it's like, you look back. It's like the ending of a good movie. All of a sudden you look back and all of a sudden you see it all. And that's what it's been happening to me the last couple of days. It's seeing the bads that makes the minutes so rough. However, you were taught to have a new attitude. You were also taught to become a new person created to be like God. A life that truly has God's approval and is holy. So then get rid of the lies. Yesterday, events are happening so fast. I change a lot. This is something I did. Is I was writing a lot of the lies on paper. And I've seen so many people do that before, and they bring it to a church, and they put it on the altar. This time it's real for me. I'm not going to mock it. I did it, and before I'd be afraid to come up and do it. Even, you know, even when there was like 20 people coming up and nobody knew who I was, I wasn't going to do it. Today I'm going to do it. I got them. And there'd be a book if I kept going. But that's all I got for now. Speak the truth to each other, because you are all members of the same body. Be angry without sinning. Do not go to bed angry. Do not give the devil an opportunity to work. I'm just going to kind of end it there. The other verses I was reading was Psalms 116, and Todd gave that one to me. And the Lord really brought me down low. And as much as it hurts, and I cannot really tell you how much it does, I know it's for my good. I know it's for Rebecca's good and my family's good. And I really am just having to take it one step at a time.
You know, what's interesting is Steve talked at our men's group on Thursday night, and he told us stuff that we already knew, that he hated coming here. We knew that. Yeah. And he didn't want nothing to do with this, and he thought everything that I said was a bunch of bull, right?
Yeah.
And I say the same thing here every week.
you know what, and that's part of me was, I have heard that, and I'm like, I have heard all these songs before, but dude, you can play the same song 100 times over, and it will always speak the same thing. You can play that song, God, I Needed You, over and over. That's the only one you need to know. It's all new.
Yeah, and that's what happens when you get ears to hear, when the Spirit is in you, you know. And I always marvel at what you come to me and tell me what I said. And I'm like, I know what I said. I didn't say that. But the Holy Spirit took the word and said something to you because you have ears to hear. And this brother now has ears to hear, that he can come here and, yeah, and hear a message. And, you know, you talked about how, you know, you were brought back to all these things that happened at different points in your life. And it made me think of that verse where God says, some planted, some watered, some harvested, but God made it grow. And we just got to see the harvest. And we don't usually get to see the harvest. A lot of times we only see the watering, you know, but that's okay. But God granted us this privilege through our brother. So I thank you for having the courage to come up here, because it is so, yeah, it is so, so encouraging to us to see what God has done in your life, because we know how you felt about us before.
I used to say, how come nobody comes over? And she'd look right at me and be like, yeah, yeah, I know. I had a reputation at work too.
Yeah.
I did, and I'm sorry for it.
But in Christ, we're a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come.